you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, August 2nd, 2016. Reading two of my favorite verses out of chapter 3 in Colossians. I'll read verse 17 and 23 to set the stage for today's edition of Mark and Friends. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And then reading from Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not for men. And I'll include verse 24. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. Oh, dear listeners, stay with me, for on today's edition of Mark and Friends, you're going to hear a recorded testimony from Lauren Williams. She's participated in, I think, 3 different Olympics, and you'll hear her story of overcoming great failure and the life lessons that God taught her. Hope your day's off to a great start, or if you're listening to the re-airing in the evening, it was a productive, God-honoring day. And so let me play 2 songs back-to-back that will also help to set the stage for the testimony. The first one by Scott Wesley Brown, He Will Carry You, followed by Truth singing God Is in Control. As you'll learn from Lauren's testimony, God carried her through some very difficult and hard times. And as she relinquished control to him, he began and continues to do a mighty work in her life. Here's Scott Wesley Brown, He Will Carry You.
Does it seem like the world is chaotically turning? Sin and shame unarraigned, and godly men are adjourning. Well, our fathers warned that it would come to this, but just hold. God is in control.
there is no problem too big God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep He cannot soothe it. If He carry the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. If He carry the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my sister, that He will carry you. He said, come unto me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. There is no problem too big that God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep He cannot soothe.
Dear listeners, God is in control. I appreciate that arrangement by Truth. And before this, you heard from Scott Wesley Brown. He will carry you two great songs to set the stage for a testimony that I was made aware of by a friend, Bill Erickson. He sent Holly and I an email, and it basically said, "Hello, Mark and Holly. This is a very inspiring video about Christian Olympic athletes from four different countries. The woman from China, Li Yan, who coaches China's Olympic speed skating team, has a testimony that was especially encouraging to me. She became a believer while visiting the U.S. She even reminds me of you, Holly. I hope you find the video inspiring as well, Bill." Now, this video had four different testimonies, And the one Bill refers to is mostly in Mandarin, so I won't be sharing that one. But the one on Lauren Williams and the ways God worked through some very difficult, highly publicized situations caused her to relinquish control and seek after God, and it's a neat story. Now, you can't see all the visuals, but as you work through her journey, you'll see how she came out knowing the Lord, loving the Lord, and bringing Him glory. Reading from this past Saturday's News Gazette under the opinions title, What Others Are Saying About the Olympic Games. As you may know, they're coming up this week in just a few days. And so this article reads, starting Friday, fans of the Olympic Games can begin binging on everything from water polo to table tennis to judo for the next 2 weeks. Every 4 years, sports fans, and even those not partial to athletics, spend part of their summer glued to the TV to find out who will be the next household name, like gymnast Mary Lou Retton or swimmer Michael Phelps. Though some may find it unpatriotic, not everyone gets excited about seeing athletes going for gold. Some find it to be an intrusion when it comes to TV and internet viewing. Others say the games are a waste of money, funds that could be going to better causes. Others say the event has become too commercialized and that athletes will do anything, maybe even break rules, to score that next endorsement deal. Well, as one that has followed portions of the Olympics over the many years, I'm always encouraged to hear a testimony of somebody that gives God all the glory for their ability or their skill or what they've accomplished. And you're going to hear that now through Lauren Williams' testimony as the host talks about these four special guests, and we'll just be featuring Lauren, as she was an Olympic runner, one of the fastest women in the world, and then also you'll find she was a part of the bobsled team. So summer and winter Olympics. So here's about a 7-minute overview of Lauren Williams' story.
What does it mean to be an Olympian? This is a quest for greatness, a chance to make history. Is it a grand drama, a stage that plays to the masses? Does it find its reward in the triumph? Or does the reward come from the personal struggle to perform your best? Perhaps to be an Olympian means push yourself to your limit, win or lose. That you step up to the line with no certainty of the outcome. Of four athletes who have achieved great success in Olympic and Paralympic competition. They have also experienced struggle and defeat. We will explore what motivates these athletes and how they find meaning and purpose in their struggles as well as their triumphs.
To dream of being an Olympian when I was a child. I didn't really start to internalize the possibility of being an Olympian until I got to the University of Miami and realized that, you know, kind of the next step was to look toward professional sports and the Olympic effort.
While Lauren was at the University of Miami, she qualified for the United States Olympic team and traveled to Athens for her first Olympic Games.
Thinking, do the best you can. Do the best you can, Lord. And I was really excited to come across that line.
After earning a silver medal in the 4x100-meter relay with a very talented United States team.
We got off to a great start. I saw Marion coming down the straightaway. I turned, I took off, and hey, where is this stick? And next thing I knew, the opportunity had come and gone, and she had given up on trying to give it to me because we were out of the zone. I think it's the longest 2 or 3 minutes of your life having to walk to get out of the stadium. I just embarrassed our whole country. This is all my fault. And one thing I do remember afterward was getting back to the village and seeing my friend Cyan Richards Ross. And the first thing she said to me, instead of saying, "Oh man, what happened?" she said, "Come here, let me pray for you." And so you see God pop up at these little times to remind you that this is not the biggest thing. You will get through this.
At the Beijing Olympics in 2008, Lauren was given another chance to run the 4x100-meter relay.
First runner took off. We're already leading. Third runner comes around, and I put my hand back, and there, once again, no stick. I hear my teammate yell. I turn around, and I see the stick on the ground, and I'm just thinking, not again. I dive forward, and I turn around, and I had to bring it home for my team.
Despite Lauren's effort, the United States was disqualified from the race and never made it to the finals.
It's a pretty big deal when you're the person that was accountable for the demise of an opportunity for not only us to win a gold medal, but to possibly break a world record, because we had two really fast teams both of those years. I felt very alone in that moment. I think that's where I started to rethink things and my life started to change drastically. I decided to take the 2010 season off, do some soul searching. And in that time, I think God knew he was ready to jump right in. He brought me into a Bible study with a group of ladies that were perfect for me in the moment, because they didn't care about Lauren Williams, the athlete. They cared about Lauren Williams, the child of God, the person that God loves and wants the best for. And I started on a path that was really living for the Lord.
In 2012, Lauren was chosen to be a part of the United States 4x100-meter relay team. She ran in the preliminary round, but was not selected to run at the final. Nonetheless, Lauren was grateful to be a part of the team effort.
I think with my newfound heart for God, I was really looking at things a lot differently. Chose to be a mentor to what was pretty much a brand new team, and it's far more important than me being the person that was on the track.
Here they come now. Condoleezza Jetta. This is a huge day for America. Let's look out for the time. This is special. This is a world record.
Lauren retired from track and field after the 2012 Olympics. But that was not the end of her Olympic career. In 2013, she started training to become a bobsledder.
My first trip in a bobsled, it was just horrific. You're bent over in a dark sled with no roof, and you're headed down at 75 miles an hour. Luckily, it ended up getting better, and then it was awesome.
Lauren's speed and strength made her a natural bobsled talent. Within a year, she qualified for the United States Olympic team for the 2014 Sochi Winter Olympics.
Headed into the final run, we were in the lead. And I was so excited because you could see the gold medal.
The Americans had a hard time on their final run, struggling on curve 7. They finished 0.1 seconds slower than the Canadian team, so it was gold for Canada, silver for the United States.
Getting the silver was a little disappointing, but when you realize that you were one of only 5 people to medal in both a summer and a winter games, and that you're the first American woman to have ever done it, I think you have to smile and recognize that God has done something amazing in your life. It's really hard to balance the desire to do your best job and go for the gold but not have the goal be the thing that you're living for, not be the thing that defines who you are. And the way I've managed it is by knowing the Lord, loving the Lord, knowing that the Lord does not want me to be worshiping a gold medal. That my ultimate goal in life is to bring glory to God, is not to bring glory to myself.
I just love the end of her testimony there, knowing the Lord, loving the Lord, and bringing glory to God. May that be true of all of us today. You are listening to one of four special testimonies put together by Athletes in Action. And our friend Bill Erickson sent us this email with this link. And I've been encouraged by hearing the testimony of these athletes desiring that God receives the glory through their accomplishments. Now, if you want to see and hear these four testimonies yourself, go to your web browser and type in athletesinaction.org/Olympics. athletesinaction.org/Olympics. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.